The agreement calls for Accenture to refund the elections board $4 million to avoid a potential lawsuit. It also calls on the company to waive nearly $2 million in fees it was supposed to receive. Accenture will also have to provide to the state the source code and the documentation for its software. Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says it's a good deal for voters and taxpayers.
Our goal was to make sure that we had no distractions in 2008, that our staff could be fully focused on making sure that we could deliver the same services we delivered in 2006 and 2007 and deliver a better product for our local election officials.
Accenture will continue to work with the state between now and the end of February to complete a list of repairs to the statewide voter database that are required by federal law. These include the ability to match up someone's driver's license number with a felony conviction. The state currently does that check on its own without the help of the electronic voter list. Accenture's original $14 million contract with the state was supposed to last through 2010. The company was supposed to have finished the voter list by January of 2006. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.